今天是母亲节，所有人都希望、都盼望、都知道我要讲母亲节的信息。
Everyone kind of knows, hope, thinks that we're going to preach on Mother's Day today.
但是我很不会讲母亲节的信息。
But I really don't know how to give a message on Mother's Day.
我也从来不知道怎么样才算是母亲节的信息。
And what exactly is a Mother's Day message anyway?
很显然的是高举母亲。
Perhaps it's in praise of mothers.
但是我一想到我对我自己母亲不那么好。
But I thought about it, and I'm not that good to my own mother.
我心里觉得很惭愧。
I feel kind of bad.
因为惭愧的缘故，更不知道讲什么好。
Because I don't even know how to give a good message.
所以今天早晨我心里面有点良心责备，赶快早上一早起来打个电话给她。
So this morning I woke up in the morning and gave her a phone call.
把我的良心稍微安抚一下。
To kind of soothe my conscience.
叫我讲道的时候不会被控告。
So that I won't be convicted as I speak.
所以。我希望这里每一位母亲都每逢母亲节的时候，她的儿女们良心都发现。
I hope that for all of you mothers, all your children have a
良心发现。
Are affected by their conscience.
每一个人都打电话给你们说
so that you all
母亲节好
and say Happy Mother's Day.
事实上，母亲节这一天也是美国全美国电话最忙碌的一天。
This is probably the day when the phones are probably the most busy.
也是所有花店里面生意最好的一天。
As well as the florists and stationery stores.
昨天下午我去为我们代表教会去参加陈老师母的追思礼拜。
Yesterday we went to Mrs. Chen's funeral.
我们代表教会到花店里买一点花给她。
To represent the church, we bought a floral arrangement.
我就看见花店里生意这么好啊，所有的人都跑来跑去，忙得不得了啊。
The business was just incredible. It was so busy.
我说你们每个礼拜六生意都这么好吗
？I asked, do you have this good business every Saturday?
因为那个花店靠近 Rose Hill, 靠近这个玫瑰山庄。
Because this florist shop was very close to the Rose Hills.
我想问他是不是每个礼拜六都这么多人出殡
？I was wondering if everyone on Saturday came to visit.
但我想这个问题很不合适。
But this was kind of an inappropriate question.
所以我说你们每个礼拜六生意都这么好吗
？So I asked, is your business on Saturday always is good.
他后来懂得我的意思，他说不是不是，这个礼拜特别，是因为母亲节，所有的儿女都想起来要跟妈妈买一些花。
And this person said, no, it's just because it's Mother's Day and it's going to be Mother's Day and everyone's coming to buy flowers.
早晨，培基姊妹也告诉我，他们在洛杉矶市中心也买不到花。
This morning, Mrs. Shea also told me that in downtown LA, couldn't find any flowers.
所以今天母亲们带的花是神特别的恩典，在 Orange County 买的。
So these flowers are a special grace of God. We bought them around here.
我相信人人都知道母亲是不可缺少的。
I'm sure everyone knows that there is a great number of mothers here.
母亲不可缺少 ，indispensable.
Oh, mothers are indispensable.
没有母亲就没有我们。
If it weren't for mothers, we wouldn't be here.
而有很多人。比喻母亲的爱差不多像神的爱一样伟大。
And many people compare a mother's love to the magnitude of God's love.
我想我们也可以说，大概除了神的儿女懂得爱之外，是借着耶稣基督，其他的人所懂得爱，大部分是借着他们的母亲。
I'm sure outside of the perception of love that we Christians feel with God, the love of a mother is probably the greatest love anyone could feel.
有人说母亲的爱是这么伟大。
Some people say the love of a mother is so great.
许许多多人成功要归功于他们的母亲。
That anybody who's successful has to give credit to their mother.
圣经里有很多这样的人物，这样的例子。
In the Bible, there are many people like this.
今天我们把弟兄姊妹们注意力引到属灵的事情上面，所以我们用圣经里面做例子。
We'll use the Bible as an example.
你看，像路德。
For instance, Ruth.
像哈拿。
Hannah.
这些都是圣经里面了不起的姊妹。
These were very extraordinary people.
尤其哈拿为着撒母耳把他献给神。
Especially Hannah, who offered her own son, her firstborn son Samuel, to the Lord.
以至于撒母耳在神的面前成了伟大的先知，伟大的士师。
As Samuel rose to become a great judge and prophet.
圣经里还有在属灵教会历史上还有很多伟大的母亲。
In the Bible, there's many accounts of great mothers.
像卫斯理约翰的母亲实在是了不起的母亲。
Like who? Susanna. Wesley. John Wesley's mother, Susanna.
如果今天有人要行 有人要写一本讲到辅导家庭的问题，
If you wanted to write a book about counseling, family counseling,
我想 Susanna Wesley 她一定是很有资格专栏作家。
Susanna Wesley could give a few pointers.
感谢主，今天美国的家庭若是还有一点点站立得住的话，可能母亲的地位是不可缺少的。家庭的制度还站立住，母亲的地位。
The family system is upheld by the mother.
就是在很多我们不幸有离婚的情形里面，母亲还负着照养儿女的责任。
Even after a divorce, many times the mother is the one who takes care of the children, who takes care of the parents' responsibility.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常看见，我们说神的爱是这么伟大，由于母亲的爱也是这样的伟大。
When we think about how great Christ's love is for us, we often think how great our mother's love is for us.
有人说，神最伟大的创造就是创造了母亲。
Many people say that the greatest act of love that God performed was to create mothers.
也有人说，因为神不能自己在每一个地方。
Many people said because God cannot be everywhere.
所以他就为每一个人造一个母亲。
He gave everyone a mother.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们这样想的时候，我们要明白神为什么会造出伟大的母亲来。
But if we think about it this way, we have to wonder why did God create mothers?
一个人不能够创造他里面所没有的东西。
You can't create something within you that is not already somehow within you already.
前一些日子，我们为了众圣徒这份刊物，请求弟兄、请求一些姊妹们帮我们做封面。
For instance, once I asked a sister to draw the cover of our magazine for All Saints.
他就跟我说：“周弟兄，画不难的，但是你要给我一些主意。
”She said, "You know, the drawing's not hard. I just have to have a concept."
他说你如果告诉我一个什么样的主意，我就可以把它画出来。
If you can give me an idea, then I can draw it.
所以你知道我小学时候我就不懂为什么我不是很好的画家。
Now I understand why in a grade school I wasn't a good artist.
因为我脑袋里面没有什么东西。
Because I didn't have anything in my head.
没有什么要画的，所以不会成为好画家。
There wasn't anything to draw, so
我里面有东西要唱，所以我可以变成歌唱家。
Within myself I had things to sing, so I could sing.
但是我不会画。
But I couldn't draw.
所以你知道我跟你们讲个秘密啊，我小学时候美术不及格的。那里讲到神创造万有。
It says that God created everything.
最后他说，他就按照自己的形象造男造女。
And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness."
所以弟兄姊妹，注意到这里一件事情：神造男造女。
So here you know that God created both male and female.
如果神的里面不懂得女性应当怎样，他怎么能造出一个女性呢？
If God did not understand what a female was, how could he create one?
所以有些人很不大高兴，他说为什么神是男性的名字，都没有用女性的名字。
Many people aren't happy. They go, well, why does the pronoun God, why is it a masculine pronoun?
为什么我们女权运动尤其说啊，我们要说神是女性的。
For instance, feminists might say, you know, God is female, he's not male.
其实神也不是男，也不是女。
But God is neither male nor female.
因为男也在他的里面，女也在他的里面。
Because within his being is male and female.
他所造的男人有男人的形象，是为了发表神里面男人形象的那一部分。
When he created man, he was expressing the masculine qualities within his being.
当他创造女人的时候，是以把他里面女性的那一部分显明出来。
And when he created the woman, he brought out his feminine qualities.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们这样来看神的创造的，我们才明白神有多大。
If we look at God's creation this way, we realize how great God is.
从万有的创造里面，从山川，从树木，从动物，从各样的活物里面。
Every living thing, trees and birds and animals, He all created.
我们可以看见神的智慧是那样充足。神的智慧是这样充足。
The wisdom of God is infinite.
全世界都不能来把神的荣耀都写下来。
The whole world cannot express all the glory of God.
所以你们记得在约翰福音最后一章里面讲吧。
So we can see in the last chapter of John.
那约翰讲到神的儿子。
John speaks of God's Son.
他说就是全世界的书也容不下。
He said, I suppose that all the books of the world could not contain
news of him. 他说有许多耶稣基督所做的事情我们没有办法写下来。
He had no way to write down everything about Christ.
若是要写下来全世界的书也容不下。
If it were written down, all the books in the world could not contain it.
弟兄姊妹们，其实不用说全世界的书，全世界的万有加起来才能够发表神的完全。神的天下存着创造的万有都加起来才能发表神的完全。
All the creations, all the works of his hands together, only those fully express them.
所以今天若是我们有神的智慧，就要从神的创造里面每一样创造看见神是何等的伟大。
So in every part of creation, we can see a part of God.
我最喜欢唱的一首诗歌就是伟大的神。
I especially like to sing the song how great thou art.
神真是伟大。
Christ is great. God is great.
所以在伟大中间，他创造了女性。创造了母亲。
So in his infinite greatness, he could create woman.
他就照着自己的形象造男造女。
He created man and woman in his own likeness.
所以弟兄姊妹们，有一些圣经我们如果不仔细研究的话，不仔细想的话，很难把它放在一起。
So sometimes in these verses, we can't put them together if we don't think about it.
创世纪第十七章第一节里面。
Genesis chapter 17.
第一节。
Verse 1.
那里有一段话讲到亚伯拉罕神的对话。
It speaks of Abraham.
神呼召亚伯拉罕对他说你要在我的面前做完全人。
God said to Abraham, before me you will be a whole person.
他说因为我是全能的神。
Because I am almighty God.
因为神是全能的神所以亚伯拉罕要在他的面前做完全人。
Because God was almighty, Abraham before him had to be a complete person.
弟兄姊妹们当我们做到全能的神这个字的时候我们思想里面的感觉是一个男性化孔武有力一种非常强力的表现。
When we think of the word almighty God, the connotation is often a strong and masculine, solid God.
但是你知道在希伯来文原文里面这是一个女性化的字。
But you know in the original, Hebrew, it's a feminine word.
这个字叫做 El Shaddai, 全能的神称作 El Shaddai。
It's translated into El Shaddai.
以利沙代是什么意思?
What does it mean?
以利沙代这个字在希伯来文从它字根里面探索。
This word in Hebrew is traced back to
it. 这个字的意思称作母亲是胸怀的神。
This word means the bosom of God.
所以大家会听到这个字觉得很奇怪为什么神用母亲的胸怀来形容他自己、
Why would God use a word describing the bosom to describe himself?
中文不会翻译我想英文也没有办法翻译
It's not very translatable in either English or Chinese.
这个字的意思就有人翻作全有全足全丰、
This is sometimes translated into almighty, all-knowing, all-powerful,
all-supplying.
All
就是意思说当我们有需要的时候就好像小孩子回到母亲的怀中在那里就是他所有一切的供应、
To try to express how when how God fulfills all our needs just as a mother fulfills all of an infant's needs
所以有一首诗歌说我所有一切的需要都在耶稣基督里面 All that I need in Christ
There's a song that expresses this feeling
耶稣就是我一切所有的需要、
Christ is just everything I need
弟兄姊妹你看过小孩子没有
Have you seen a little child lately?
每当一发现事情的时候他就跑到母亲怀里去了
Anytime anything happens they'll run back to mom
刚刚 Becky 把他的弟弟送到妈妈那去对不对、
Chris is just now Becky had to take Stephen back to his
mother 他忽然不高兴了到妈妈那里就好坐在那里了、
All of a sudden he wasn't happy you take him back to his mother and everything's okay
很多时候我们受了委屈我们里面最多的需要就是哎呀妈妈在这里
When a lot of bad things happen often you just go I want my mommy
就是这意思所以神用这句话说我是有母亲之胸怀的神
so God expresses by saying I am a maternal God
在我们不懂得许多属灵的道理之前、
before we didn't understand some of these spiritual things
甚至就是我们自己天然的生命在我们不懂事以前、
even
you know next level
Okay, in our natural life, we don't understand many spiritual things.
当我们还很幼小的时候
When we're small,
我们只知道依靠着母亲就能解决所有的问题
We know mommy will solve everything.
如果我们投身在母亲的怀里，天塌下来也不要紧
If the world fall down, it's all right. We're with mom.
好像母亲是够力量来保护，够力量来遮盖。
As if your mother has enough power to just make everything all right, to kiss it and make it better.
你知道，每一个人都觉得母亲是非常大的。等到他长大了，他发现原来母亲这么娇小。
Many people, you know, when they're growing up, they think of their mother as mommy, and then you grow up and you realize how small she is.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么？因为在母亲的胸怀里面有所有的保护，有所有的屏障，有所有的供应，有一切需要的满足。
Within the mother is protection and warmth and fulfillment.
在我知道我们这里有一位 老姊妹。
I know one lady.
后来我们知道她的故事。
We discovered her story.
我认识她是二十几年以前。
I've known her about 20 years.
我先认识她的儿子。
I knew her son first.
然后我才知道她怎样从千辛万苦里面把她的六个儿女养大。
I found out how she raised six children in hardship.
这么困难的环境里面，她自己做老师，又没有她的丈夫。
In a very harsh environment, she was teacher and mother without her husband.
她怎么能够把六个孩子个个都抚养得那么好，而且现在个个都出人头地？
How did she raise these sons? They turned out very well.
好像。在母亲的胸怀里面是永远不会断了供应。
It was as if they were permanently linked with their mother.
母亲就永远没有缺乏。母亲是这么蛮有创造的想象力量，好像没有一件事情可以难倒母亲的。
It seemed for them as if there was no problem that their mother couldn't handle.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是神说我是有母亲胸怀之神的意思。
This is what God meant when He said, "I am El Shaddai."
你看亚伯拉罕对他的儿女做见证。
Look at Abraham's example before his sons and daughters.
以后你看雅各做的见证。
And Jacob's example.
他对他的儿女们说话，他说：“全能的神向我显现。”
They would say to their sons and daughters, "The Almighty God has spoken to me."
创世纪二十八章第三节，你记住那些创世纪里面所有关于。以利沙代全能的神这个字。
In Genesis 28, verse 3, they use this El Shaddai again in many other places in Genesis.
雅各就给他的儿女们看见，他所认识的神是这样一位全有、全足、全丰的神。
Jacob expressed to his sons and daughters that the God he knew was an all-supplying and All abundant God. He could forget all his problems. He could forget his achievements. He could forget his wealth.
但是有一件事情，当他决心要告诉神儿女的时候。
But one thing that he wanted to tell this.
是什么事情呢？
What was this?
就是神是以利沙代的神。
God is El Shaddai.
他是全有、全足、全丰的神。
All supplying, all abundant God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天很多时候，我们对于神的依靠是这样简单的一个认识里面出来的。
So we know God in a.
弟兄姊妹们，在我们的经历里面，当我们投靠神的时候。神如同我们的母亲一样。
When we recognize God in a simple way, we see Him just as our mother.
这不是说在家里面不需要父亲，就光有母亲就可以了。
This doesn't mean that in your home you only need a mother. You really don't need a father.
但是我们儿女们的经历都是这样子的。
但
是做儿女的经历都是这样子。
But to be a our experience as children,
当我们受了委屈，当我们受了委屈的时候。当我们受了委屈是 mistreated.
When we're mistreated,
很少人跑到父亲那里去了。
Few people run to their fathers.
都是跑到母亲那里去。
They mostly run to their mothers first.
等到等到有什么其他的难处的时候。
When there's anything else that's going on.
通常都是母亲跟父亲讲，让父亲去出头的。
They may say, "Well, talk to your father."
但是真正神的儿女委屈的时候，当时真正我们做儿女的委屈的时候。都是到母亲那里哭诉一下。
But as children, first we go running and crying to mommy.
弟兄姊妹们，神在神的创造里面，并不是无男，并不是男子就不重要。
Within God's creation, it's not that males are unimportant.
父亲有父亲的责任。
Fathers have their responsibility.
母亲有母亲的地位。
Mothers have their responsibility.
父亲是教导。
Fathers are teachers.
父亲是管教。
They take care of discipline.
但是母亲却是安慰。
But mothers are comfort.
鼓励。
Encouragement.
母亲是爱的那个柔软的那一面。
They love the gentle side. They are the gentle side.
父亲是尊严是权柄那一方面。
Fathers represent the strength and the authority.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天很多的人研究家庭的，像这个 Dobson 他们研究 Focus on Family 这些侍奉组的这个帮助的这些机构。
So many people will look such as Dobson will present like the Focus on the Family.
他们对于家庭的教导就给人一个平衡的看法。
They see the family as an equal, a balance.
如果没有母亲，家里不能平衡。
If there's not a mother, then there can't be that balance.
我相信，如果我们回到圣经里面看圣经里面对于做父母的教导，就能够对家庭中间有个平衡的帮助。假如我们回到圣经里面，
If we go back to the Bible,
就能对家庭里面有对于家庭有平衡的教导。
We can see that there's a balance presented by the mothers.
很多时候，现在我们看见家庭的破碎。
Many times we see broken families.
很多时候我们看见社会结构的破碎。
Social problems.
可能跟我们忽略了母亲的职分有关系。
Perhaps this has something to do with our relationships with our mothers.
我不是反对这个女权运动，大家不要说是说周军反对女权运动哈。
I'm not an anti-feminist or anything like that.
所以我就借用一位姊妹跟我们很亲近姊妹讲的话。
I said this once to a friend.
No.借着一位姊妹话告诉大家。
So I'll borrow a feminist phrase to use.
这位姊妹告诉我说，她说周弟兄，我的个性其实很像男人。
One person said to me.
我的个性 my character.
My character is very masculine.
她说我很爽快，我不跟人我不是很小气，不是拘泥小节的地方。
I'm not petty and
但是我也看不惯女权运动过分嚣张。
I don't agree with feminism.
他说有些时候我看见今天社会是不是这么乱呢，我想一个很简单的原因告诉你。
But I would say that there's a very easy explanation for all the things that are going wrong.
他说你看现在妇女们这么厉害，个个都是能言善道，而且都在社会上面有占领很多重要的工作。
We see that
很多妇女
many a lot of women accomplish a lot.
他们有很好的教育。
They have a lot of knowledge, a lot of scholar.
所以跟男人来抢饭碗。
They compete with the men.
等到他们把男人的工作抢下来了，很得意。
They may be very proud of themselves that they've taken the territory of the men.
但是很多男人就没有工作了。
But then, what do the men do?
你看这些街上那些无业游民都是男人的。
All those homeless people are men.
你看这么多无业游民，男的在那，不是天天说着喝酒抽烟的，还有什么事情呢？
Yeah, they're all those winos and bums are men.
我想我们男人除了做 workaholic 工作狂之外，静下来就没有事干，很难过的。
Yeah, if a man can't fulfill his workaholic tendencies, then
这么多男人没有事做，不要出毛病吗？
Won't there be problems?
他说如果男人都有工作，
This person said if men all had work,
那我说女人没有工作怎么办呢？
What would happen to the women without the work?
女人如果能够发现她最大的责任在于教养儿女。
The women could discover that their greatest achievement would be to raise the children.
那天下就太平了。
Then there would be a balance.
这不是我讲，这个姊妹讲的。
This isn't something that I said. This is something another person said.
所以我不是反对女权运动，而是实在是女权运动破坏了神对于男女等次，太过分了。
I'm just saying this to illustrate that sometimes this over-feminism may be a little too much.
所以弟兄姊妹们，也许我们回到圣经里面看，圣经里面对于家庭的教导，他劝年轻的姊妹生养儿女，治理家务。保罗这样说的。
So Paul said that the mother
生养儿女，治理家务，在以弗所书第六章。
In Ephesians 6.
不是以弗所第六章啊，我看错了。
Excuse me.
someone's going to identify the almost homeless. Let's move on, because that's just the first inanity.
提摩太前书第五章
First Timothy
14.
保
罗就劝这些姊妹们生养儿女治理家务，这是重要的事情。
Paul said that the domestic duties were a very important thing.
那有些人就说，哎，那是老的时候，老时代，从前的时代，现在思想都不一样。
People say, well, times are different now. That was ancient times.
我想今天也不是说弟兄们男人就不能够做家事，好像从前老的时候，这个君子远庖厨。
It's not as if the men are banned from the kitchen or anything.
我相信家里的事情还是可以分担。
I believe that domestic duties can still be shared.
但是母亲在家里的地位却是一个非常重要的事情。
But the mother's place in the home is extremely important.
有人说保罗是一个重男轻女的观念哈。
People say Paul's a male chauvinist.
这是我女儿讲的。
I see that.
事实上弟兄姊妹们，保罗是非常尊重姊妹在主面前的身份。
But you know, Paul really respected women.
而且我相信他也懂得妇女的工作是什么。
And I'm sure he understood what domestic duties entailed.
你知道保罗有一句话是非常叫人诧异的。
He said one thing that kind of made people wince.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书里面他这样说。
In First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章里面。第七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7.
第七节，来，我们看一看好不好？他说：“只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。” Verse 7.
But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherishes her children.
Nurse, what translation is yours?
This is the King James.
原来的文字是母亲，如同母亲乳养自己的儿子。
The original word instead of nurse was mother.
因为在这里他讲到父亲跟母亲牧养两方面的工作。
Because here we see the two duties of father and mother.
第十一节里他说，你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
Verse 11, as you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children.
母亲在那里乳养，父亲在那里教导。
The mother nurses and the father teaches.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神不仅兴起母亲作为他自己的发表。
So God
has created womanhood.
Has created womanhood for a different purpose than
表现他发表自己 express himself.
To express himself in his feminine.
神也希望每一个人都懂得母亲的胸怀。
So that people could, so God also hopes that people can understand his feminine nature as well as his masculine nature.
弟兄姊妹们，在我十几年牧养的神给我牧养的这些功课里面，
in these years of my ministry,
我就发现，在牧养这方面，要能够像姊妹。这样的温柔，好像母亲乳养自己的儿女一样，是一件非常不简单的事。
It's very difficult to become a mother, to have this nurturing characteristic.
你知道保罗是从侍奉主以来一直单身。
You know, when Paul served God, he was always single.
他怎么会慢慢懂得姊妹们的需要呢？
How did he slowly understand the needs of women?
我想他是从牧养的经历里面得来。
I think he learned it from the example of the shepherd.
所以我们看见这里一个真正好的牧人必须有父亲也有母亲的胸怀。
So you see that a good shepherd, a good minister must have masculine and feminine qualities.
我们在这里建立教会的目的是要叫神的儿女得到最好的帮助。
The purpose of the church, after all, is to help children of God.
好让每一个人都得到神那里来的牧养。
So that everyone could receive the pastoring.
神兴起牧人，我也盼望更多弟兄姊妹们有牧人的心肠。
God also intends for all of us to have that ministering quality within us.
今天是母亲节。
Today is Mother's Day.
我们理当高举母亲的爱。
We exalt the mother's love.
但是我觉得更应该高举神的爱是更伟大的。
But I think we need to exalt a greater thing, God's love.
今天是母亲节，我也愿意向所有的姊妹们做父母的、做母亲的挑战。
I
今天母亲节，我也
向每一个母亲挑战。I hope that every mother.
每一个母亲都应当把她的爱放在儿女的身上。
Every mother should express their love to their children.
让她的儿女能够得着母亲最好的乳养。
To let their children receive the pastoring of a mother.
我们看见这许多侍奉主的人，他们的母亲是怎样帮助他们。
We see many servants of God who were helped by their mother.
昨天晚上跟一些传道人在一起吃饭。
Last night I was eating dinner with certain evangelist.
我们提到有一位侍奉主的人，很有名的人。
We talked about a very famous servant of God.
最近他心脏病刚刚好一点。
Lately he's had some heart problems, just recently recovered.
他有心要去中国大陆传福音。
He still wants to go to mainland China.
我就想起，在我二十几年前认识他的时候，他告诉我他的母亲怎样为他侍奉祷告。
He told me, this person told me about how when he was younger, his mother prayed for him.
很多侍奉组的人，他背后他母亲把他们奉献，为了神的国度把他们儿女交出来。
Many servants of God were backed by their mothers who behind the scenes prayed for them.
我就想到在母亲节的时候，我也要向很多的母亲们劝勉。
I think on Mother's Day I need to.
前一些日我们也讲到我们生活中间的见证。前些日子我们讲了生活中间见证。
Last Sunday we gave the testimony about.
昨天例子，昨天在陈老师母的安息礼拜上面。
Let's use yesterday's example at Mrs. Chen's funeral.
我们就看见这一位伟大的母亲。
We could see here a wonderful mother.
把她的儿女们个个教养成人。
She taught all of her sons and daughters well.
而且他们的心都是爱主，都是为了侍奉主。
They all love God.They serve God.
陈老弟兄的儿子，我跟他认识二十多年了，陈天宇弟兄。
I've known her son for 20 some years.
他的女婿我认识也有十几年。
And
吴弟兄我认识他有恐怕也有二十年，十几二十年。
And a son-in-law about 20 years also.
还有他另外一个女婿陈牧师，我认识他也有
yet another son-in-law I've known for 10.
全家都在侍奉主。
The whole house serves God.
我们不能够不对这样的母亲发出极大的赞美。
We can't help but to give credit to this wonderful mother.
在这位母亲的身上，她真正看见生命的价值是什么。
She could really see what the value of life was.
陈老弟兄辛苦的侍奉主。
Pastor Chen. Serve God.
我们听过陈牧师的见证，他怎样出去侍奉的时候，他的妻子陈老师母在家里怎样扶持这个家。
We heard about how when Pastor Chen was away, his wife would take wonderful care of the children, and take care of the household.
在这样一种艰辛的环境里面，他不仅使他的儿女们没有抱怨。
In this kind of environment,
Their children didn't complain.
They didn't suffer.
而且他还能够给他正确的观念，叫他们知道他们的父亲侍奉神的荣耀。
She could allow them to see the glory in serving God.
以至于影响他的儿女也羡慕侍奉主。
She gave them the desire to serve God also.
亲爱的母亲们，你愿意为你的儿女铺这样的路吗？
Loving mothers, do you want to set forth a road for your children the same way?
今天母亲节，你愿意答应这样的挑战吗？
Will you answer this call?
在我们每一个人身上，我们也要为着所有家庭祷告。
In every one of us, we should pray for the family.
让我们真正懂得家庭的价值。
To let us understand the nature of the family.
尤其是一个属灵的家庭在神面前的价值。
Especially a spiritual family before God.
我相信在一个爱神爱主的家庭里面，
In a God-fearing family,
家里面一定充满了和睦。
The family would be filled with peace and harmony.
充满了神的爱。
With God's love.
因为家里的父亲或者母亲都是神爱的发表。
Because the love of the father and the mother is all representative of God's love.
这个家里面充满了神的爱。
A family filled with God's love.
儿女在这个家庭里面长成必定是健康的。
Children growing in this environment will grow up well.
我在说今天我们是母亲节，应该高举母亲。
Originally, I said today's Mother's Day, we should praise God.
但是我们高举母亲，也应当高举家庭。
But we should also praise the family.
我们应当在家庭里面看见正常的光景。
We should see God's purpose in the family.
让神在家庭里面掌权。
For God to reign in the family.
我也要求主祷告主，让我们神儿女弟兄姊妹每一个家庭中间都这样让神来管理。
I also pray that you will allow God to work in all of your families.
父母亲的身教胜过言教。
To teach by deed, not by word, by example.
你给你儿女的影响是非常大。
Your influence on your children will be great.
我愿意求主祝福每一个家庭。
I hope God blesses every single family.
让我们在母亲节的时候，所有的母亲心里面都知道他们所做的在神面前的大有价值。
So that every mother will know in their hearts that what they're doing has a great impact.
我们特别为了陈老弟兄，为了陈师母感谢主。
We really praise God for Pastor Chen and his wife.
陈师母差一个礼拜没有过到母亲节。
Mrs. Chen missed Mother's Day by just a little bit.
但是感谢主，他的榜样正是许许多多母亲们的见证，他的见证正是许许多多母亲的榜样。
But praise God that her life was a good example for motherhood.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
赞美主耶稣，为着你的爱，我们感谢你。Lord, we thank you for your love toward us. And we thank you for creating mothers in your own image. Lord, we thank you for understand that which tender part of love you have given to the mother are exactly what you have in your own heart. 主，我们感谢你，你创造男人也创造女人，并且在造男造女的时候，你让母亲们能够发表在你里面心中最温柔最慈爱的那一部分，因为你的爱就是这样像母亲濡养自己的儿女。主，我们真是感到羞愧，因为在我们经历牧养的时候，我们才知道我们里面是何等的不完全。求你更多用你的爱来充满我们。 Lord, when we are ministering unto you, then we realize how inadequate we are. We need your love, this constant love to fill us, that we may express your great love toward people. Lord, we pray for all the mothers. 主，我们为母亲们祷告，that you may fill them with your love, 让你自己的爱来充满他们，让他们在家庭中间能够给儿女们属灵上的帮助， that they may be a good influence to the children in the family. Lord, we pray that you will fill every family of ours, that your love may be manifested in that. 主，我们求你充满在每一个家庭中间，让你的爱涌流出来，好叫你的儿女们得到最大的扶持和帮助， that your children may receive the greatest benefit. Lord, at this time we also pray for the Chen's family. 主，我们也为着陈老弟兄一家祷告你。We thank you for Mrs. Chen, who has been a great example for motherhood. 我们谢谢你赐给她作为所有母亲们的榜样。And we pray that your name be glorified. 我们祷告愿你的名得的荣耀。Lord, you also help and raise that family to the testimony and for the gospel. 主，我们求你高举这个家庭，让你的福音见证从这里传扬出去。主，我们要求你扶持我们每一个家庭，在这里让你的爱来充满，好叫我们每一个妇女们都尽着他们的职分。 Oh Lord, we pray that you will raise the families to every mother, that they may exalt you, that the testimony of the families may also go out. 主，让福音的光能够传扬，能够叫你自己荣耀的见证出来。我们把赞美敬拜都来归给你，听我们的祷告，靠耶稣基督的名。 We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.